In the vast and remote Ngunnawal lands of Western Australia, the voting is already done and dusted. Residents have cast their ballots for today's vote, and it's been a much bigger turnout than at the last election. They don't get a chance to vote on election day, so they have to go to pre-polling booths. Tom Joyner reports.
You want me to do the numbers and you tell me who? I tell you who's there?
Yeah.
So John Castle.
It's a cold morning in the remote Aboriginal community of Blackstone, and people are lining up at the main office in town to cast their pre-poll ballots. Out here, there are no sausage sizzles or party volunteers handing out how-to-vote cards, but that hasn't dampened local interest.
Yeah, we always about in this community when there's voting mob come here all the time. It's hard to go into town to do voting. So the voting mob comes out bush.
The Ngunnawal lands, a sprawling desert area roughly twice the size of Portugal, is situated in the northern tip of the seat of O'Connor, which covers about a third of WA. Derek Harris is the chairman of the Ngunnawal Council. He says remote communities like his keep raising the same big issues every election cycle.
Big issues that matter to the people of the Ngunnawal lands is how we're coping through education. The housing's a big problem. Employment's a problem. It's always been a problem.
Residents say no one from any party has visited the lands during this election campaign. And Derek Harris says that's left many people feeling excluded from the national conversation.
We do have a voice, but it's not being heard. People on the top of in Parliament, we need them to come down and see how we are going, how we're trying to cope in the Ngunnawal lands.
He says it's also left many people feeling deflated.
I don't think we have the power. Go to the ballot boxes, put our votes in. We're just giving the power to the person who's getting in, and we left out.
Despite that, voter turnout in the Ngunnawal lands has been high. A small, all-Aboriginal team of officials from the Australian Electoral Commission have been travelling by chartered plane to conduct remote pre-polls across almost a dozen communities. Over the course of a week, the AEC says it collected about 400 ballots, 100 more than the last election. Remote polling team member Diane Logan isn't surprised by the bigger turnout.
People up here are quite passionate when it comes to politics. They want to have that say. If we don't vote, we don't have a say. And if we don't have a say, nothing's going to happen out here. They have to vote for their livelihoods.
Jason Barrow is leading the remote area mobile polling team, one of eight that are fanned out across WA's two largest electorates, Durack and O'Connor, which together cover the majority of the state.
Wars are fought and won and lost over, you know, voting and being able to put in people into power, into democracy. Being able to work with the Australian Electoral Commission, particularly to franchise our mob, fantastic. When it wasn't that long ago when people weren't afforded the vote. Aboriginal people weren't allowed to vote.
But for Derek Harris, being able to have a say is one thing. Meaningful change? That's another entirely.
It's about closing the gap. The then Prime Minister Rudd said a while back, he said, sorry, the gap is still wide open, the chasm is there, and it's not coming any closer.
Derek Harris from the Ngunnawal Council, ending that report from Tom Joyner. And